Do you ever feel uninspired, unmotivated, or just don't know where to start with your content? This may be due to a lack of confidence in your content. And this is one of the biggest reasons I see in my community that prevents people from sharing the message that they need to share. And believe you me, you have a message to share. In this episode, we'll talk about the three things you need to bring to your content in order to 10x the confidence that you have right now so that you can create content quickly and easily and know that every time you share something, that it's going to be purposeful and powerful.
Welcome to the Powerful Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show.
I acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the country that I am recording from today. I recognise their continuing connection to the land and waters. I pay my respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all First Nation people listening today. Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 112 of the Powerful Content Podcast. Be well today. Nice to have you here. I appreciate you listening in. Now, today's topic is one that I often feel a little bit hesitant to talk about as I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a certified life coach. So it can feel kind of a little bit imposter syndrome-ish for me to even tackle this subject. And what a perfect way to start this episode about confidence and the fact that you're never always confident. There is definitely ups and downs. But I do have a lot of lived experience in the realm of confidence and what it can do for you and your business, especially when it comes to your content. It's also something that absolutely breaks my heart every time I hear about it or see it with my friends, my clients, audience. There is so much untapped potential inside of you right now. And you may hear that sentence and let that comment slide on by without much thought. So I'm going to say it again. You have so much untapped potential waiting to be let loose on the world. It used to make me so sad when I'd be at school pickup and I'd be speaking to another mom or another parent who had left their corporate career and was maybe thinking about going back to work, but had all the reasons under the sun why they wouldn't be able to get a job despite being a kick-ass leader in their previous life. Heck, even I was that person at some stage. I'd been out of the workforce for over 10 years before starting my business, and I didn't even think it was possible to start a business, let alone go back to a corporate role, despite all the evidence showing otherwise. I had controlled $5 million budgets. I constantly received positive feedback from my leaders and team. I was given a significant pay rise and a bonus 1 week before I started maternity leave. Despite all of this evidence that I was really good at what I did, I lacked confidence as it had been a while since I had done all of those things. Overlooking those past successes and only focusing on what I lacked was holding me back. And I don't want that to be you with your content. Content has such a huge impact on our business. So I want you to feel comfortable with it, practice it often, and even maybe just even enjoy creating it as well. So besides that, overlooking the past successes and the evidence that's in front of you, there's so many other reasons for lacking confidence that I notice in others, especially when it comes to content. The first one being comparisonitis. This is a big one when it comes to content. When you see others get the engagement, the likes, the comments, and thinking that you could never get that, so why even try? This reason for lack of confidence also goes hand in hand with imposter syndrome, so not thinking that you're good enough and giving up before you even start creating content. Another reason for lacking confidence is unrealistic expectations. I think that we all experience this at one time or another. We expect things to happen overnight, or for every post to go viral, or for there to be zero grammatical errors in your emails, or the list actually goes on. This is often a symptom of perfectionism, which stops you from sharing the content that needs to be shared with the world because you don't think it's right, then you don't do it. The number of times I've heard, "Oh, I have a blog ready to be published. I just need to look over it again." Or, "I've got a new lead magnet, but I just need to make it look more appealing." Or, "I've got a meditation to share, but I just need to re-record it." Is this you? Are you hiding behind perfectionism? I want you to know there's no right way or wrong way to create content, so share away. Another reason is fear of failure. This was a big one for me in the past. So that's about not even trying, not putting content out there at all, for fear of it not being seen, or for fear of it not being liked or cared about. When we fear that failure, it prevents us from trying new things, which doesn't give us the opportunity to learn and grow. And this is what being in business is all about. This also manifests through avoidance or not taking action, so waiting for that perfect moment to put yourself out there. When you do that, it's going to result in missed opportunities. You never know until you give it a go. And lastly, a lack of confidence may be due to relying on others or your external environment for validation. My hand goes up here again. That was me, most definitely. My confidence waned every time a post would go out and I only got a few likes. To be honest, this happens so regularly now. And I know that not everyone sees a post, that people read but don't always react. But I also know that I have a message that needs to get out into the world. And so I need to keep trying. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, with any of those, yep, that's me. I do those things with my content for sure. But I'll never be able to overcome them or be more confident with my content. Oh my goodness. There's so many myths when it comes to confidence. So let's just bust a few so that you can see that you can take steps to overcome your lack of confidence in your content. Firstly, I want to say that confidence has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with how loud you are. You can be confident as an introvert, as someone who doesn't necessarily like being the center of attention, or as someone who doesn't love to speak on stage. Those things do not equal confidence. They don't define your confidence. Confidence manifests differently in all of us. In that same vein, confidence isn't generic. It's not something that you're born with. It just develops over time and through experience and practice. So I encourage you to continue to practice with your content so that you can increase your confidence. Now, confidence doesn't mean that you're never afraid. Oh, wow. So not true. I would call myself a confident podcast guest, but I get extremely nervous in those moments before Zoom connects us. Once I get into it, I'm fine. I'm so fine. But there is a moment when I'm really scared that something's going to go wrong or I'm going to say something really stupid. So you can be confident, yet be afraid or scared or nervous sometimes. Something that I also used to believe is that confidence leads to that ugly overconfidence, you know, that arrogant, I'm better than you kind of attitude. But you get to do what you want with your confidence. It doesn't have to lead to ugly behaviors like belittling people or using FOMO in your content. Confidence is about being respectful. And then many believe that once you have confidence, you've got it for life. But do you know what? Confidence changes over time. My confidence now is very different to 5 years ago to 10 years ago, and it's very different to what it's going to be in the future as well. It can take a hit due to a negative experience, or it can really soar with personal growth. It's something that we're all working on all the time, so it's not a destination. Even I have ups and downs in my confidence in my content. Some days I think I'm killing it, and it might just take a negative comment, or I might notice a mistake in a piece of content and that makes me think otherwise. So it really does change over time. So now we know what confidence isn't Why do we even need to think about being more confident with our content? Why does it even matter? There is so much that confidence can do for your content. Confidence allows you to bring more you to your content, and you know that I'm all about this, bringing more you to your content. When you're really aligned with what you're creating, it's easy. It's so easy to connect with others and then build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you. Confidence can also help you to stand out. Now, I understand that some of you may not love being in the spotlight, but confidence in content creation and strategy means that you're more likely to talk about your message without that fear or judgment and really showcase your uniqueness, the things that set you apart from your competition. And when you have more confidence, you're likely to say yes to opportunities. And when we're talking content, this means you're more likely to collaborate. You're more likely to say yes to a guest spot. You're more likely to go live with others. You're more likely to write a chapter of a book with others. Confidence really allows you to see the world through a different, more positive lens. And lastly, when you have confidence with your content, it has a positive amplification. You're more likely to be consistent and therefore more visible, which further increases your confidence. So now you know the benefits that confidence can bring to your content. How can you actually take those steps to increase it? Here's the practical part. Well, first of all, it's always a work in progress. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's about acknowledging and working on the three main components that I believe every content strategy should have. And that's the heart, the mind, and the soul. Now, the heart is all about feeling connected to the people you're here to serve, to the bigger vision of what you want to achieve with your content and your business, where you want to play with your content and show up, and what type of content you'll actually create. So this is obviously a really foundational piece of your content. But even when I speak to people who have been in business for years, if they're lacking confidence or not happy with the result that they're getting from their content, it'll often be something missing in this connection piece. So once you can take that deep breath and really feel connected, then it's about taking that feeling and aligning it with how you want to communicate it to the people you're here to serve. This is about understanding the intention of your content and how it fits into your offers. It's about crafting a message that matters, that's not just magnetic, that matters. It's about knowing what you can talk about in your content and then finding the perfect way to attract an aligned audience through a lead magnet. Now, the biggest shift in confidence I see with my clients and members most often comes from finally getting their message and understanding that they don't have to do hashtag all the things in order to be successful. You can do content your way and still achieve your objectives. So once you know in your heart what you're here to do and how you're going to communicate it, it's about getting stuck in and doing the doing and looking at the strategic side of your content. It's time for your mind to kick in. This is really where the rubber hits the road and it's time to bring more you to your content. So you can become a powerful content creator by using the different elements of your content ecosystem to your advantage and go a step further and make an impact on the people you're here to serve by thinking strategically and putting those frameworks in place to support yourself to show up more consistently and become more visible. So you may even be thinking about outsourcing. So practicing your process flows for your content is definitely an advantage. All of this is going to increase your confidence as you know exactly what you need to say and when and what you need to do to make it happen as well. And then the last piece that's going to help you gain even more confidence is to bring your soul to your content. This is where you're feeling more inspired to reach further with your message and your content. And you may even be thinking about this through learning how to launch with content and even outsource some of your content as well. Continuing to bring your soul to your content is going to increase your community as you begin to see the compounding impact of the work that you're doing. So typically, I see entrepreneurs feeling wobbly with their content because their foundations aren't in place, their message doesn't reflect who they are and what they stand for, and they don't practice creating content and putting it out into the world enough. But when you bring your heart, your mind, and your soul to your content, then that can have an amplifying effect on your confidence. And the more that you create and publish, the more that you can refine And then the more people you reach and serve, it's this beautiful spiral effect. If you'd like a copy of a resource to help you figure out what you need to focus on, then head on down to the show notes and find that link so that you can increase your confidence and make sure that you're bringing your heart, your mind, and your soul to your content. And if you'd like specific help to bring more heart, mind, and soul to your content, then stay tuned. I've got an incredible new beta offer coming up in a few weeks that you won't want to miss. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground with this episode around confidence. We've covered off reasons you might lack confidence with your content and the impact that this has on your content and your business, the common myths around confidence and why they're just not true, why you need to increase your confidence when it comes to content, and then the practical side of how to make this happen through focusing on your heart, mind, and soul. And don't forget to download the free Heart, Mind, and Soul resource so that you can uncover exactly how to increase your confidence with content. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @meldbusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, hell Mel, stop talking, I'm ready to work with you now, here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join The Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes or just Google The Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Pop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.